So, let's bow our heads and pray together.
恩典的主，话语的主，谢谢你吸引我们再一次到你的圣殿中。
Our merciful Lord and the Lord of truth, we thank you that you draw us near you.
求你安静我们的心，专心来寻求你。
Lord, settle our hearts so we can listen to you clearly.
我们住在这肉身，也住在这纷纷扰扰的世界上，但是在这个时候，求你让我们倾心向主。
While we dwell in this physical body in this world, Lord, will help us that we can come to you with a clean heart.
求主你让我们今天听见所当听的，看见所当看见的。
So Lord, that we can see what we should hear and see what we should see.
让我们的生命再一次被你自己所炼净。
So our life will be refined and purified by you again.
成为讨你喜悦的人。
Become a person that really pleases you.
求主你与我们同在，听我们的祷告。
Lord, be with us today and hear our prayer.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
有一天有一位这个患有心脏病的中年女人，她心脏病突发，被紧急送到医院。
One day there was a middle-aged woman who has a heart disease and all of a sudden have a heart attack and she was sent to a hospital in an ambulance.
但是就在医院当中，她听到上帝跟她说，你不用担心，你还有45年可以活。
While about to die and God said to her that you have about another 45 years to live on.
那这个中年女人听了以后就非常的高兴。
And this middle-aged woman, of course, is really happy to hear that.
所以他就好好的活下来了。
And of course, he lived on.
那他想，既然还有45年可以活，那就好好的活嘛，啊。
Well, she thought about there's another 45 years to live on, so why don't we live happily?
那既然我现在在医院，就顺便做个美容手术吧。
So I would like to do some cosmetic surgery.
所以他就整了形，也抽了脂，该美容的地方都美容了。
So do you really completely reform her and become a beautiful person?
没想到这个中年女人出医院就被车撞死了。
After he was out of the hospital, she was hit by a car and died.
然后到上帝那里说：“上帝啊，你不是说我还可以活45年吗？”
When he met up with the Lord and she asked the Lord.Didn't you promise I should live on for another 45 years?
上帝跟他讲说，对不起，我没认出是你。
And Lord said, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize it was you.
很快，我们一年又过去了。今天是2010年最后一个主日。
So fast, a year has passed by, and this is the very last Sunday of 2010.
请问大家记不记得我在今年年初一月？一月三号的时候讲的是什么
？So I'm wondering, give you a test. Did you remember what I was talk about on the first Sunday of 2010?
有人记得吗
？What was the topic? Anybody?
有人记得吗
？I saw some heads shaking this way.
求神怜悯，让大家的记忆可以返老还童。
So mercy, Lord have mercy on us that we have a memory that just like young children can remember what the sermon is all about.
但愿大家听过的道都还记得。
And wish that we can all remember what all the sermons has been delivered.
我在今年年初讲的是变形记。
What I talk about in the first Sunday sermon is the transformation.
我告诉大家，基督信仰是一个更新的信仰。
In that sermon, I was sharing with everybody, Christian faith is a faith that continues to renew by itself.
每一个相信耶稣基督的人。都应该被他自己不断的更新。
And everyone who believes in him should be continued to be reformed and renewed by Lord.
那现在是2010年的年底啦，我们要一起来思想一个问题，就是我们究竟在过去的一年里是不是做了什么改变
？So at the end of the 2010, we need to spend some time to think about one important question. And the question is, for the past 1 year, have we made any changes?
而且不是外表的改变, 是内心的改变。
It's not the physical changes. It's something, is it any change in your life?
我们有没有变得更爱主一点?
Do we love our Lord a little bit more?
有没有更认识主一点?
Do we know our Lord a little bit more?
我们是不是更讨主的喜悦了?
Do we please our Lord further?
所以我们今天借着哥林多后书5章6到10节这里, 我们来想一想自己的改变, 我们属灵的生命有没有更上一层楼?
So through this passage we just read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 6 to 10, that's trying to reflect ourselves upon ourselves. What are the changes that we have to make? And then whether our life has been furthered.
一个基督徒应该常常问自己一个问题, 就是现在各位看到的, 我对神的信心是不是越来越加增了?
A Christian should ask themselves a question constantly is, have my faith increased?
信心这个字有好几个意思。
The meaning of the faith has a multiple meaning.
有些时候它指的是 fidelity, 就是忠诚。
Sometimes means fidelity or loyalty.
我们对某一个人或者是某一个主义的忠诚度如何?
Sometimes reflect how loyal you are to a person or to some kind of ideas or doctrine or ism.
有些时候指的是信仰，是一个 belief.
Sometimes it referring to a belief.
我们说我们有基督的信仰，或者是我们有对科学的信仰，对某种哲学的信仰等等。
Sometimes we have some belief in Christianity, some science, or some kind of physiology.
这些这个字也会用在对人的信任上面，比方说我非常相信那个人。
Sometimes this faith also applied to ideas about trust to a person.
保罗在哥林多后书5章的6到8节里面，他告诉哥林多人应该坦然无惧的离开这个有限制的身体，向往跟神的同在。In
chapter 5, 6 to 8, over here, Paul told the Corinthians about people should boldly leave this limited body and pursuing the existence with God.
他叫人离开这个身体，各位，不是说叫人去结束自己的生命。
When he asks people to be away from their body, it doesn't mean a person will terminate their life.
而是告诉他们一个真理。 人是活在一个会朽坏的身体之中，我们没有办法靠着这样的身体去享受跟神的同在。He
was trying to share a truth that while men living a decaying body, there's no way they can use this body to enjoy the existence with God.
第六节讲得很清楚，他说，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。
And it says, we, as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord.
保罗告诉我们，如果我们的心是住在这个有限的身体里面，这个心就要受影响，会让我们向着世界。Paul
says, while we are at home in this body, our hearts are turned to the world, and then we cannot be connected with the Lord.
我们就不能跟神有真正的连接。And
in the result, then you will not be connected to the Lord.
那什么时候我们才能真正的跟神同在呢?
So when will be the time that you can really exist with God together?
就是我们离开这一个身体，离开这个世界。 跟主在另外一个国度里相会的时候。Only
when you are away from your body and away from this world, that's the only time you will be with God, that will be in another kingdom with God.
所以在第八节，他再一次告诉人说：“你们不要害怕， 你们不要惧怕离开这个身体，而且应当愿意离开这个会朽坏的身体，去追求属灵的高峰，跟神同在。
So over there in verse 8 it says, I say you would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. And while we're away from this decaying body, you should prefer to pursue the spiritual climax, which is the coexistence with the Lord.
各位会说，这像什么话？
And you may wonder, this doesn't make any sense at all.
神造我们的时候，就是把我们放在这样一个肉体里面，他又要我们活在这样的世界里面。那除非我死了，怎么离开这个身体呢？
So you may confuse because when God created us, He created a physical body for we to dwell in. We also are in this world. So how can we depart from this body other than that we die?
弟兄姐妹，我想大家都知道，基督徒有所谓的属灵生活，对不对？
And brother and sister, you all know that Christian has the spiritual life.
那什么叫属灵生活呢？
So what does it mean to you when we talk about spiritual life?
属灵生活其实就是经历跟神的同在，跟主相交的那一种生活。
The spiritual life is the life that you experience the existence of the Lord and a time fellowship with the Lord.
保罗说，我们在这个肉身里面就不能真正跟主相交。
Paul said that when we are at home in this body, then you will not have a true fellowship with the Lord.
原因是我们常常会要满足我们的肉体，也会因着这个世界上各样的纷扰，让我们不能清心的跟主相交。
And the reason why is sometimes because we like to satisfy our flesh desire, and also because we have a lot of distraction from the disturbance of this world that prevent us to fellowship with the Lord with a clean heart.
各位，我们都住在这种肉体的这个身体里面。
Brother and sister, we all dwell in this physical body.
请问你会不会饿啊？
I'm asking, will you feel hungry?
你会不会渴啊？
Will you feel thirsty?
请问我们人会不会生病啊？
Do people get sick?
当我们在这些状态的时候，你能说我能够很完全的很清新的跟上帝去相交吗？
So under those circumstances and those challenges, would you have a clean heart to fellowship with the Lord?
请问你需不需要工作来维持你的生活？
I want to ask you one more question. Do you need to work to maintain your lifestyle?
请问你会不会想去跟人有一些社交生活，来满足你心理上的需求？
Do you need to socialize with other people so you satisfy what your heart desire?
都会的，都会的。
Yeah, we all need those activities in our life.
甚至你还要尽到一个公民的责任，你还要去满足社会上对你的要求。
So other things like your responsibility be a citizen in society, and there is a need to satisfy this community.
你不能说，我就是不报税，看你怎么办。
You may say that I don't want to file for any tax return.
所以我们每一个人都因为住在这样一个身体里面，住在这样一个世界上，我们真的很难天天有那种清净或者清洁的心来见主。
So in conclusion, while we dwell in this physical body and have continual involvement in this secular world, often in time it's very difficult for us to have a clean heart to fellowship to see the Lord.
但是我刚才跟大家说了，这并不是要大家快的结束我们的生命。
But as I mentioned, you know, this doesn't mean that we all need to somehow conclude or terminate our life.
保罗在第六节跟第八节中间讲了第几节啊？
There was the verse between 6 and 8, focus.
当然是第七节，
对
不对？
Verse 7.
第七节说，因我们行事为人是凭着，不是凭着 凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
我刚才跟大家解释过信心的意义了。
I have discussed with you about the meaning of faith.
所以这里的信心指的是两件事情。
So over here, the faith has two meanings.
第一，是我们对神的忠诚。
One of them is the loyalty to our Lord.
第二，是我们对基督的信仰。
Second is the faith to our Christ.
保罗告诉我们，我们活在一个会衰败、很有限、会朽坏的身体里面，还有我们也活在一个纷纷扰扰的这个世界里面。
Paul has shared with us that we dwell in this deteriorating body, and we also live in this world of all kinds of disturbance.
所以，我们应当靠着信心，也就是对神的忠诚，以及对基督的信仰，去度过我们每一天的生活。
So that we should live on this life with the faith to our Lord and the loyalty to our God.
而不是让我们这个肉体上的眼睛带领我们去过每一天的生活。
But our life shouldn't be left on by what we see with our eyes.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们身上的这一双眼睛太明亮了。
But and sister, our eyes are often is real sensitive.
你打开报纸，打开电视，看见 一则新闻，你马上就被它吸引。
And your concentration will be drawn to the news that you saw on the TVs or newspaper.
报纸上或者新闻上说油价要上涨了。
There was reporting the oil price coming up again.
我们的心就一沉，对不对
？And our hearts are sinking.
因为我们的生活开支又要增加了。
Because your living expense will be higher again.
油价上涨，我的薪水没涨。
And then oil price goes up, my salary didn't go up anyway.
所以我开始担心了。
And I am worried.
报纸上说，企业开始裁员了，关厂了。
News about certain company that are having layoff and all planned closure.
虽然你现在还有工作，你也暗暗的捏一把冷汗。
Even though you still have a good job, but you kind of start to concern.
在这样子的经济状况之下，早晚恐怕我们都没饭吃。
If this economic condition continue to go bad, maybe it will affect me eventually.
这个经济状况真让我担心。
I'm concerned about the situation.
你看见一个新的东西，就会很想去要。
When you find a new thing, then you will desire to have one.
甚至于有一些在台湾的大学女生，为了买一个新的产品，为了买一个名牌的东西，不惜出卖她的肉体。
And some female student back in Taiwan, sometimes they want a new thing, like modern thing, that willing to sacrifice their own body to earn those things they desire.
弟兄姐妹，我们的眼睛常常太明亮了。
Brother and sister, our eyes sometimes really sensitive to the things.
靠着我们的眼睛，很容易会把我们带到世界上去。
So with our eyes, sometimes our light will be drawn to the world.
所以我们在这样的身体当中，你真的很难跟神同在。
So while we dwell in such a decaying body, it's really difficult to find the existence with Lord, isn't that right?
但是圣经上告诉我们，不要凭着眼见，要凭着什么？
But the Bible tells us we should live by
信心，对不对？
Not by sight, but by faith.
各位弟兄姐妹，我刚刚说大家应该常常问自己一个问题。就是我对神的信心是不是越来越增加了
？At the beginning, I was asking everybody that a Christian should ask themselves a question: Has my faith increased?
也就是在问我们自己说，我们是不是对神越来越忠心？我们对基督信仰是不是越来越坚固
？That question means is: Are you becoming loyal to the God?And has your faith become firmer?
所以你可以反省一下，我们过去这一年当中，是不是很忠心的 在读神的话。
So we can reflect upon ourselves for the past 1 year. Have we been faithfully study God's words?
是不是很忠心的向他祷告？
Have we been faithfully pray to him?
是不是很忠心的为神摆上你自己？
Have we been faithfully offer ourselves?
还是当我们的眼睛看见前面的好处，就忘了神这么一回事。
Well, sometimes then, when we see things that we desire and our faith to the Lord get distracted.
我们发现有一本很好看的小说，我们就忘了去读神的话。
When we find something good to read, as like a novel, then we forget about reading God's words.
我们眼睛让我们看见世界上许多好的事情，于是我们就忙着参与世界上各样争名逐利的事情，而忘记神家中的事。
When our eyes see things happening in the world, then we are busy pursuing fames and wealth of this world, and then completely forget about matters in relating to God.
我们有没有很珍惜？很把握每一次在教会里主日学的课程。
Have we treasured all the opportunity that we have in Sunday school at the church?
或者你在小组里面查经的聚会。
Maybe a small home group Bible study.
有没有抓住这些机会，你更明白神的话？
Have you treasured those opportunity to understand God's word a little bit more?
再者，我们是不是真的明白信仰到底是什么？
Furthermore, do we really understand what is the true meaning of faith?
信仰的意义到底是什么？
What is the true meaning of faith?
我们有没有因为基督信仰，让我们自己的生活跟以前不一样？
Do our life live differently because the faith we have?
我曾经可能在一个小组里面分享过，信仰不等于宗教。
I once shared in a small group meeting that the faith is really not just a religion.
中国人说宗教信仰，宗教信仰，其实宗教跟信仰是两回事。
And we often say religious belief, but you know, if you put that two words, religion is different than faith or belief.
宗教不等于信仰。
Religion.Is not equal to belief.
你可以说你信一个宗教，但是你未必进入信仰的生活。
You may believe some forms of religion, but you would probably would not enter the life that being taught by that religion.
宗教是在描述一个团体，它的教义，它的信奉的。神奇，他所举行的仪式或者他的组织等等，这个叫宗教。
When we talk about religion, we talk about such an organization, its doctrines and the God they serve, they worship, and it's simply a organization.
可是信仰是把你所相信的融入在你的生活跟行为当中。
But the faith and beliefs is indeed a realization of what you believe in.
也就是第七节这里说的行事为人。
Or is mentioned about the in seven, what your behavior and your deeds.
如果你的信仰是金钱万能，
if you believe that money is everything,
你就会在生活里面不计一切代价的去赚钱。
Then you will try every effort to make money.
你相信金钱可以给你带来幸福，可以给你带来健康，可以给你带来平安。你在生活里面的表现就是不停的去赚钱，让你的财富越来越增加。
If you believe money will bring you happiness and health, then you will try every effort to make fortunes.
这个是信仰。
And this is what you believe, so you realize in your life.
所以信仰是对你所相信的事实际的表现。
So the belief is is a realization of what you believe and put them in action.
所以我们现在就看了，耶稣说，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
So Jesus said, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
如果你是一个真正有基督信仰的人，那你我们的生活是不是在凡事上面都顺从而且遵行神的旨意？
So if you are a Christian that follow God's will, then things you're doing in life will follow God's will.
我们是不是真的愿意做神要你做的一切事情？
Do we really desire to do what God commands us to do?
再举一个例子，耶稣说，使万民做我的门徒。
God says,make disciples of all nations.
如果你真正有一个信仰的生活，你是不是在每一天的生活上都去带人信主？
So you really have that faith in your life, then you, do you lead people to God in your daily life?
或者你去造就一些初信的肢体。
And maybe also to help the people who just beginning to trust in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这个是信仰。
Brothers and sisters, those things I mentioned is the facet, several facets of the faith.
所以信仰，弟兄姐妹，不是你主日来听听道，不是你来守一个圣餐，不是上上主日学而已。
So brothers and sisters, faith is not just coming on a Sunday to listen to the sermon, or to come to the Holy Communion, or come to a Sunday school only.
我们要想一想，我们行事为人凭着信心，是不是我真的在生活上把耶稣基督这个信仰真正的活出来？
We need to replant ourselves. Have we realized our faith in our life?
所以这个是我们到了年终的时候应当要反省的。
So this is things we need to reflect upon ourselves at the end of the year.
我们对神有没有越来越忠心？
Are we becoming more faithful to our Lord?
我们对耶稣基督的信仰是不是越发的坚固？
Our faith to Christ are getting stronger.
那既然一个基督徒最终是要见上帝的面，
So at the end we're all going to come to see to meet up with our Lord.
所以保罗就下了这么样一个结论说，无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
So Paul make a conclusion. So make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
我要请大家注意的是，保罗说无论是住在身内离开身外。
Paul says either you are at home in the body or away from the body.
也就是说，不论我们现在是活在世上，活在肉体当中，或者将来我们离世与主同在，你都要讨他的喜悦。
In other words, either we live in this world, in this physical body, or we are with the Lord and be together with the Lord. We always need to please him.
而且保罗他劝勉我们，讨主喜悦这一件事情不是你一时兴起或者三天打鱼两天晒网的事情。
And Paul also urges us that to please God is not something you do coincidentally, it's something you need to continue to do.
不是一件你想做就做，不做也没关系的事情。
It's not something you like to do or not.
他要我们把讨主喜悦这件事情作为人生当中的一个重大目标。
He wants us to set up this is a life goal in your life to please the Lord.
所以他说我们应当立下一个心志去做到这件事情。
So he said we make it our goal to please him.
所以我们这一生当中每一个人都要立下一个心志，就是去讨主的喜悦。
So every one of us need to made up a goal to please him.
你不但立下一个心志要这样子，而且你要竭尽你的心力去完成这个目标。
Not only you need to make up that as a goal, also need to make all effort to reach that goal.
所以我们第二个要问自己的问题就是 我有没有立下讨神喜悦的心志？
So the second question we want to ask ourselves, have our ambition decided?
因为我们住在这样一个肉身里面, 很多时候我们是在讨自己的喜悦, 而不是在讨神的喜悦。
Since we dwell in this decaying body, most of the time we do things to satisfy ourselves instead of satisfying our Lord.
你会说, 真有这件事吗? 我什么时候这个样子了?
You may ask a question, how can that be? Have I done it before?
很多时候你可能自己不知道。
Most of the time we probably not very sensible about what we do.
有些时候我们祷告的时候就是这样。
A lot of time it reflects upon it. Reflect in our prayer.
如果我们需要一部新车，一个新房子，我们都会跟神说：“求神，你赐给我一个新车，赐给我一个新房子，对不对？”
When we want a new car, a new house, we pray to the Lord. Lord, help me, help us, help me to get a new house and new car.
或者你说我想要一个新的 iPad, 一个新的 iPod, 你也会跟神说。
Maybe pray to the Lord. I need a new iPad and all iPod.
可是我们有没有回来问过神说，主啊，有没有什么是你想要的？有没有什么是你喜悦的？有没有什么是我可以给你的？
Have we ever turned around and asked the opposite question to the Lord? Lord, is anything you wanted from me? Is anything you please? Is anything I can do for you?
我们常常是为了满足自己，我们跟神要东西，我们却没有回过头来问说。
Sometimes we just pay attention ourselves. We add things from the Lord, but we forgot about asking Lord what He wants from us.
弟兄姐妹，我不是说我们不应该跟神要东西，或者不能跟神祷告。Brother
and sister, I didn't say that we shouldn't add things from the Lord or we shouldn't pray to the Lord about things we need.
但是我们 人生必须以讨神喜悦为前提。But
we need to know the first priority in our life is to please our Lord.
除非我们让神的心被满足，否则我们所得到的一切，并不能替我们在永恒里加添什么。Unless
we can please our Lord, everything we gain in this world will not have anything meaningful in eternity.
路加福音里面记载一个女人，她看见耶稣就跑去挨着她的脚哭。In
Gospel Luke, it recorded a woman, who was weeping, and then came to the Lord, beside him at, Lord's feet.
她挨着耶稣的脚哭，眼泪就落在耶稣的脚上。她把耶稣的脚弄湿了，就用她自己的头发去擦干。
While she was weeping, she completely wet Jesus' feet and used her hairs to wipe up the tears.
并且最后还拿香膏去抹在耶稣的身上。
And at the end of it, she used a very expensive perfume to anoint Jesus' feet.
一个女人挨着耶稣的脚哭，各位，你告诉我。 她心里有没有重担?
Let me ask you a question. When a woman standing next to Jesus and she was weeping, she has probably a great burden in her heart.
她的心里有没有重担?
Does she have the great burden?
有, 可是她有没有先跟耶稣说什么?
Did she ask Jesus anything?
没有, 她没有开口。
She did not. She didn't say anything. She didn't ask anything from the Lord.
她只是在那里哭, 对不对?
She just weeping at his feet.
然后呢, 她用自己的眼泪去洗耶稣的脚。
And washed Jesus' feet with her tears.
用自己的头发去把耶稣的脚擦干。
And wiped Jesus' feet with her hairs.
还有, 跟他亲嘴。
And then kissed Jesus' feet.
又用香膏去膏他的头。
And then anointed Jesus' head.
这个女人所做的是当时以色列人的礼仪。
And what she did is based on the Jewish ritual back then.
当一个人到我们家来的时候，我就应该帮他洗脚，我就应该跟他亲嘴，我就应该用油膏他。
When a visitor came to your house, then you need to wash their feet and anoint them.
这个女人按着当时的礼仪先去接待耶稣。
So she followed the custom to receive Jesus.
先把耶稣应该从那人那里得到的服侍先给他。
So she offered what Jesus deserved according to the custom first.
所以最后这个女人就从耶稣那里得到极大的恩典。
And then eventually, as you probably know, the woman received the great grace from the Lord.
她得到什么恩典？
What is the grace she received?
耶稣赦了她的罪。
Jesus forsake her sins.
耶稣赦免了她的罪。
Jesus forsake her sins.
而且跟这位女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
And she said to the woman, "Your faith have saved you. Go in peace."
弟兄姐妹，这就是一个讨神喜悦的女人。
Brother and sister, this is indeed a woman that pleased Lord.
她不是一到上帝的跟前就拼命的求自己的好处。
She didn't come to the Lord and asking what she want directly.
他先看耶稣需要什么样的服侍，他先去满足耶稣的心。
She was paying attention to what Jesus need at first and satisfied and please Lord first.
我们活在这个世界上，有些时候也不知不觉的去讨人的喜悦。
A lot of time we live this world, we don't know we actually please someone else and please people.
我个人在教会里服侍所常看见的一个例子，就是当人有很多手中的工作要做的时候，就会拒绝教会里的服侍。
And I commonly observe at the church that when people has a lot of things they wanted to do, then they probably reject what they wanted to serve at church.
常常就说，哎呀，我太忙了。
And a lot of times they say, I'm way too busy.
你知道我觉得神有些时候真的很倒霉。
Sometimes I feel our Lord is very, very unlucky.
你看他为我们费尽了各样的心思。
To spend everything he can think of.
他不知道花了多少的努力，甚至于付上他自己生命的代价，把我们从世界上拉过来。
Exhausted all the effort, even sacrificed his life to save us from this world.
他不让我们跌在那个永远的火湖里。
So that we not be perish in the lake of fire.
但是这个神真倒霉，人常常把他放在最后一位。
The God is so unlucky that people always place Lord at the last priority.
他永远是在我们的这个优先顺序里面最后最后那一个。
Sometimes we only put him down on the last of our priority.All the things that we wanted to do.
我要先把工作做好了，我要先把家里照顾好了，最后我看，耶稣，你要我做什么？
I would like to pay attention to what we need to do for our works and maybe our household, and then a lot of things will be doing things to please the Lord.
我们可能都在世界上工作过。
We all have works.
人常常不敢或者不愿意去拒绝老板的要求，对不对？
Some people that work, you realize that a lot of time we don't like to, and we are unwilling to reject a demand from your boss.
但是却常常拒绝那一位呼召你、救赎你，但是你看不见的神。
But often we reject the request from our Lord.
如果你的老板说，哎，某某人。你去上海出差一趟啊，帮我们增加一些新的客源。
And your boss may ask you to go to Shanghai to contact some business, or we add revenue to this company.
你敢不敢说，老板啊，我没有那个负担，这个不是我的负担，我不要去。
Would you ask your boss that? No, it's not really what I want to do.
或者说，哎，开发客户不是我的恩赐，我不去。
And you may say that maybe it's not what I was gifted to do to contact people to increase our business.
我想不通这是什么道理。
And I would not understand this point.
难道一个平凡的世人 比我们的神更荣耀、更伟大、更值得我们去跟从、值得我们去服侍吗？
Sometimes I don't understand, does the common people in this world is more glorious than our Lord, to serve?
我们用这样的逻辑去过信仰的生活，对吗？
Is this the right logic for us to live a Christian life?
弟兄姐妹，我们要好好的想一想，我们是一个基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to think about, we are Christians.
我们重要的是讨神的喜悦，不是在讨人的喜悦。
One important thing we need to do is really to please Lord, but not to please people.
我当然不是说从此以后你在工作上就敷衍散漫。
Well, I didn't say you probably from now on you just need to work disorderly or perfunctorily.
但是你要知道，我们的生命的重点是在神的身上。
But one thing,
我们所行的，你都要先问上帝，你是不是喜悦我这样做。
But one thing we need to know is really the focus of our life is upon God Himself, and what we need to do is we need to please our Lord first.
圣经里还有另外一个用油去膏耶稣的女人，
就
是玛利亚。
Bible is another recording about a woman that anoint Jesus.
这个故事
that is Mary.
这个故事大家很熟。
I'm pretty sure you're all very familiar with this story.
她用一瓶非常非常昂贵的香膏去膏耶稣。
She used a very very expensive perfume to anoint Jesus.
当时旁边的人就非常不喜悦玛利亚这样做。
And people around Mary was not very happy about what she did.
指责她说：“你为什么不拿这个钱去周济穷人，要这样子浪费的倒在耶稣的身上呢？”
And they were complaining to her that was too, I was waste too much, money that can actually help people that, need, in need.
但是耶稣却非常喜悦她所做的。
But Jesus is very happy about what she did.
耶稣说，普天之下，无论在什么地方传福音，也要述说这个女人所做的，以为纪念。
At the end of it, Jesus, praised her. Whoever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
有些时候我们读这段经文就这样过去了。
A lot of time when we read that verse, it's kind of like, passed by, didn't pay attention to it very much.
各位弟兄姐妹，你知道这什么意思吗？
But brother and sister, when you read this passage, do you know what it means truly?
意思是这个女人要做万民的榜样。
It means, what she did will become what, model we have to learn for all people.
凡是有认识耶稣基督、跟随耶稣基督的人，你都要效法玛利亚所做的。
So everyone who knows Jesus need to learn from what Mary did.
你不要在意人不喜悦你，你要在意的是上帝喜不喜悦你。
You don't want to pay attention whether people are pleased to what you did, but you need to pay attention to whether what you did pleased Lord.
所以这个玛利亚为着她做的这一件事情，她永永远远被留在圣经上面，永永远远被基督徒所效法。
So what example for Mary become something we learn forever?
你知道这是耶稣给他多大的荣耀，多大的赞美。
Such a great glory and such a great praise to Mary.
不仅这样，保罗告诉哥林多人另外一个原因就在第十节。
Another reason that Paul showed to the Corinth is recorded in verse 10.
第十节说，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
We all must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in body, whether good or bad.
弟兄姐妹，什么意思？
Brother and sister, what does it mean?
当我们最后见到神，到基督台前接受审判的时候，请听着， 你有没有讨神喜悦这件事情，是你受审判的一个项目。
Brother and sister, when we meet up to the Lord, come to the judgment seat before Christ, what we have done is pleasing to the Lord will be the items for the judgment.
换句话说，到时候上帝要拿出一本，也许是记录某某人这件事，你没有讨我的喜悦。某某人这件事，我非常得喜悦。
In other words, Lord, maybe pull up something to examine us whether things we've done is pleasing to Him or not.
这是你要在基督台前被审判的一个项目。
And those are the things will receive the judgment before the Lord.
我必须说，这个跟你的罪没有关系。
I want you to pay attention. This has nothing to do with our sins.
因为主的宝血已经洁净了你一切的罪。
Because the holy blood from our Lord has cleansed all our sins.
他不会在那个时候再去翻你的旧账，说你犯了什么罪。
Things will all be settled. Nothing will be accounted for all our sins again.
因为他已经赦免了你所有的罪。
Because he has forgiven all our sins.
但是这一个项目却不能脱离到时候的审判。
But these items we talk about, whether things we have done is pleasing to the Lord, will be the item for the judgments.
所以你向着神的行为，你向着神的工作，你向着神的意念，有没有讨神的喜悦？到时候神要一个一个问你。
So the thing that you've done that is turned like your deeds, everything you have done, the service, your mind, whether turned to the Lord will be judged.
当你说我没有那个负担在神面前服侍的时候，上帝要问你，你怎么知道你没有负担？我明明给你了，是你不要。
When you say you don't have burden to serve, then ask the Lord will ask you that question. I have give you the task. How come you don't have the burden?
那你说我没有那个恩赐来服侍的时候，上帝说你怎么知道我不给你恩赐？
And when you say that I'm not gifted to serve, and Lord going to ask you, how do you know I didn't give you the gift?
你有没有用一个讨我喜悦的心来跟我求负担，来跟我求恩赐？
Have you ever come to ask me, to please me, so that you can ask me the burden or ask me the gift?
弟兄姐妹，我们要留意保罗的这一个提醒。
So brother and sister, we need to be mindful about Paul's reminder.
不要因为我们活在这样一个身体里面，我们活在这样一个世界上面，我们就轻忽了去讨神喜悦这一件事情。
So don't be thinking about that we live in this physical body and this world, then we neglect our duty to please our Lord.
这是我们将来见神的时候，你必须要被审判的一件事情。
This is something you will eventually receive for the judgment.
所以弟兄姐妹，问问自己，我那种讨神喜悦的心智到今天我立定了没有？
So brother and sister, we ask ourselves, have we made a resolution to please our Lord?
我有没有决定我今生最重要的一件事情就是去讨神的喜悦？
Do we want to make determination this life? I want to be a person who please the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，在过去的一年里，我们哈，包括我在内，我们还有很多没有做好的地方。
Brother and sister, for the past year, when you think about it, including myself, or we all have something we may not have done well.
或许我们的信心还停留在原处。
Maybe our faith still staying in the same spot.
也没有真的表现出那个信仰的生活。
And we have not magnified truethe life of our faith.
我们也不是在凡事上都顺从神。
We didn't really follow our God in everything.
我们也不清楚我们真的要讨神的喜悦。
And sometimes we don't know that we need to please our Lord.
但是感谢神，他在这年尾的时候再一次提醒我们。
But we really want to give thanks to Lord that He reminded us at the end of the year.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生命需要改变。
Brother and sister, our lifeneed have a change.
好不好，我们就决定把我们的生命的志向 改成做一个讨神喜悦的人。
So I'd like to invite you all that we become a person who will please our Lord.
神的话临到我们，一定有他的旨意。
When we hear these words, God has a very special meaning for all of us.
我相信今天的神临到我们，他有一个旨意，就是要我们感恩。
So one very clear will that God wants us to understand is we need to be thankful.
因为他给我们的提醒实在是非常的宝贵。
So we know that this, we need to be thankful. This is a very, very important reminder to our Christian life.
容我跟大家分享两件我们应该做的事。
So I'd like to share with you that two things we Christian can do.
第一个就是让神做工在我们身上。
First thing is let God work on us.
因为靠着我们这样的身体，我们只能讨人的喜悦，要讨神的喜悦是非常困难的。
Depending on this decaying body, it's very difficult for us to please Lord.
所以要让神做工在我们身上。
So we need to really ask God to work on us.
也就是我们时常要带着一个顺服的心到神的面前。
So that means we always need to have a submissive heart to come to the Lord.
凡是神所吩咐、所差派、所命定、所安排的，无论对我们自己方不方便，我们都顺服的接受。
Whatever God has commanded, He has destined and has been assigned. No, whether it's very inconvenient to us, then we need to receive that with a submissive heart.
这是我们对神的忠诚，也是我们信仰生活的表现。
And this is a true demonstration of our fidelity to our Lord, and also is actually a true manifestation of our life of faith.
其次，我们要时时借着祷告来反省我们自己。
And also, we need to pray and introspect ourselves constantly.
让我们听见神在我们里面的声音。
So we can listen God's reminder in our hearts.
我们真正借着祷告，透过灵来跟神相交。
Truly fellowship our Lord in spirit through prayer.
看看神对我们是不是有什么责备，是不是有什么提醒，是不是有什么劝勉，是不是有什么称赞。
Anything that we need to know, God's rebuking reminders, anything He will praise us.
让我们跟随神的引导，切实的去改进我们自己。
And we can change ourselves and being follow the leading of our Lord.
如果是这样，我们就真的是在讨神的喜悦。
If we can follow those steps, those are the true things that we can really please our Lord.
当我在思想，在寻求这一篇信息的时候，我发现上帝在邀请我们做一件事情，就是讨他的喜悦。
While I was trying to search sermon titles, and I've come to a conclusion that Lord wants us to find the things to please Him.
所以今天这篇信息固然是给我们一些反省。
So this is really giving us a reflection, some form of reflection upon ourselves.
更是上帝在问我们，你要不要做一个讨我喜悦的孩子？
But also God wants us to ask ourselves, do we want to be a person that please Him?
我想我们当中所有的人心里都有一个答案。
So we all have one answer.
就是我当然要。
And certainly yes.
如果你愿意接受耶稣这样的邀请，你说我要立定一个心志来做讨神喜悦的孩子，我相信你在未来的年月当中，我们可以看见你生命的改变。
So if we make a determination to follow Lord and please Him, and I know your life will change.
你让神放手，让神在你身上工作。
Let God work on you.
你常常跟神来祷告。
Continue to pray to Lord.
不是开口跟他求什么，你先问上帝有什么我可以讨你喜悦的。
Not just asking what you want, but asking what, Lord, that what are the things that we can do to please Him.
我想我们可以唱一首诗歌来回应我们今天的信息。
We used responding hymn to reflect upon the sermon today.